Morning Watch, Day 4. Philippians Week 5. Pursuing Christ as our goal. Philippians 3, 15 and 16. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this mind. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have attained, by the same rule let us walk. Related verses. Philippians 1, 25 and 27. In being confident of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of the faith. Verse 27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that whether coming and seeing you or being absent, I may hear of the things concerning you, that you stand firm in one spirit, with one soul, striving together along with the faith of the gospel. Philippians 2, 2, 5, and 20, verse 2. Make my joy full, that you think the same thing, having the same love, joined in soul, thinking the one thing. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 20. For I have no one like-souled who will genuinely care for what concerns you. Philippians 4, 2. I exhort Euodia, and I exhort Syntyche, to think the same thing in the Lord. Hebrews 5, 14. But solid food is for the full-grown, who because of practice have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil. Ephesians 4:13. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 3:15, note 1, referencing the word full-grown, i.e., mature, perfect. Maturity is a stage. We may be mature, but not mature in full. Full-grown here is used in a relative sense. Relatively mature, neither childish nor fully mature. Hence, further pursuing, further growth is needed. Philippians 3:15, note 2, referencing the word this. In this book, the dealing with the Philippian believers is focused on the mind, the leading part of the soul. This book charges them to strive together with one soul, along with the personified gospel. To think the same thing, to be joined in soul, even to think the one thing, to let the mind that was in Christ be in them. And to have this one mind, a mind focused on the pursuing and gaining of Christ to the uttermost. When our mind is thus occupied, we have the same mind, thinking the same thing, even thinking the one thing, the fullest gaining of Christ, being joined in soul, like-souled, and made one soul. Philippians 3:15, note 3. Referencing the word reveal. The pursuing of Christ must be our goal. We should not be otherwise minded. God reveals to us that we need such a mind focused on the pursuing of Christ. He desires to continually adjust our mind, turning it toward Christ as the center. Philippians 3:16, note 1, referencing the word nevertheless. This word concludes the preceding verses, charging us with only this one thing, to walk by the same rule. Philippians 3:16, note 2, referencing the word whereunto. Whereunto we have attained modifies walk. Philippians 3:16, note 3, referencing the word same. Same line, same path, same steps. Paul's use of this word indicates that by the same path, we should walk according to the elementary principle. Philippians 3:16, note 4, referencing the word walk. Greek word stoicheo, meaning to walk orderly, derived from steiko, which means to range in regular line, to march in military rank, to keep step, to conform to virtue and piety. The word is also used in Romans 4:12 and Galatians 5:25 and 6:16. It is different from the word walk in verse 17 and 18, which means to live, to deport oneself, to be occupied with, to walk about, as used in Romans 6:4, 8:4, 13:13, 1 Corinthians 3:3, Galatians 5:16, and Ephesians 4:1 and 17. By this word, the apostle charged us to walk and to order our lives, whereunto we have attained at the state to which we have attained. By the same rule, in the same line, in the same path, in the same footsteps. Whatever state we have attained to in our spiritual life, we all must walk, as the apostle did, by the same rule, in the same path. That is, we must pursue Christ toward the goal that we may gain Christ to the fullest extent, as the prize of the upward calling of God. See note 252 in Galatians 5. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Pursuing after Christ must be our goal. We should not be otherwise minded. Paul's word in verse 15 indicates his assurance that there was just one goal. Because of this assurance, he could say that if in anything we were otherwise minded, this also God would reveal to us. In verse 16, Paul speaks of walking by the same rule. The Greek word for walk in this verse means to walk according to the elementary principles. The governing principle of our Christian life should be the pursuing after the enjoyment of Christ and the experience of Christ. This principle will preserve us in the proper oneness. In the past, we have said that the genuine ground of oneness keeps us in the real oneness. This is true, and we continue to proclaim this teaching today. However, the ground of unique oneness may be considered somewhat as an outward matter. Along with this, we need something inward to govern us and preserve us in the oneness. This inward matter is what Paul describes as this mind. It is also the unique path for our Christian walk. Both the unique mind and the unique path are related to pursuing Christ. Pursuing Christ in order to experience Him and enjoy Him should be the basic and elementary principle of our Christian life.